Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's jump right in. For me, somebody consumes a lot of sports. This is my favorite sporting event. Only happens every couple years. It is the Ryder Cup. This one highly, highly anticipated at Bethpage. Europeans with one of their deepest teams ever. America with the top player in the world and a very deep team also. And a man who was the Ryder Cup captain in 2006. Minnesota native, British Open champion in 96, number one ranked player in the world, final pairing of the U.S. Open four straight years. Tom Lehman is kind enough to join us from Bethpage, where he has been extraordinarily busy, and I really appreciate him coming on. Tom, it's been too long. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. When I list off those accomplishments, and I could talk about a lot more, when you think of your most indelible golf memories, where does the Ryder Cup fit in that mix?
Well, first of all, it's great to kind of be with you again. It has been quite a while.
Yes.
So thank you for the opportunity to join you. A lot of great memories over the years, obviously, with both of us.
Absolutely.
Going way back. But, no, you know, at the Ryder Cup, if I were to pick out one day of golf, which was above and beyond any other day at any point in my career, I would pick – the Sunday at Brookline in 1999 and being a part of that Ryder Cup team. So I think that tells you really all you need to know about where the Ryder Cup, you know, sits in my life. There is no event like it in golf. It's the most amazing event. I think it's a sporting event, whether you're a golfing fan or not. If you're a sports person, the Ryder Cup is something that you want to tune into, and they do. So it is truly, truly a remarkable, remarkable event for so many different reasons. And to be here once again, you know, at Bethpage in the New York City area with the amount of avid sports fans that there are around here, it's truly a sensational and electric atmosphere already.
Well, I know you were a very accomplished athlete in high school. You're a sports fan. And you just nailed it, because I have a number of my friends who are kind of casual on golf. But when this comes up, they get locked in. So for the folks who are listening right now are like, you know, I love football, I love hockey, basketball. Golf doesn't do much for me. I just said to our previous guests, I'll probably watch about 28 hours of this. I might not miss a second. Why should the sports fan, who normally doesn't consume as much golf as the two of us, why should they watch this?
Well, I do know this, and I don't know if you're the same as me, but when I watch other sports, and even when I watch golf, but, you know, I'm a golfer, so I get it more on an individual level than those who are just periphery-type golf fans. But when I watch other sports, and there's a guy who's got to make a field goal, you know, with no time on the clock to put the game into overtime, you know, in the playoffs, or a pitcher who has to throw a strike on a 3-2 count in the bottom of the ninth with the bases loaded, I mean, my palms are sweating. My palms are sweating, you know, understanding, you know, how big the moment is and how much pressure there is in the moment. And, And it's the same way when I watch the Ryder Cup. I watch the Ryder Cup, you know, either in person or on TV, and my palms are sweating knowing how big this moment is and how much pressure these guys are facing. And I think that's what sports fans love, is they love that they live for that big moment. They live for, you know, the fourth and goal at the one, you know, they have to put it in the end zone. They live for, you know, Bernard Langer with an 8-foot putt to win the Ryder Cup, you know, if he's going to make it or not. I mean, those are the moments that you live for as a sports fan, and the Ryder Cup delivers that and more. And I do think that's the beauty of it, the pressure, the passion, the amount of team us versus them feeling, which I think is all just the best.
When you think back to 99, this is the famous one where the night before your captain, the Hall of Famer, Ben Crenshaw, mm-hmm. after you guys were down, says, I have a feeling, you know? And he says that, and the Euros had played great, but they hadn't played the rookies. You guys were loaded with so much talent. Just mm-hmm. that feeling when you're playing one group and there's 11 other groups. And it was just kind of that, you know, momentum in sports is so hard to quantify. And to have mm-hmm. these 12 matches and that momentum just built up, I can see why you would say that day stands out as much as any day of your golfing life.
Yes, you're right. I mean, I was first off.
Did you want to be first off?
Well, I wasn't sure what I was going to be. I, you know, the history of my Ryder Cup career is I played three Ryder Cups, and I was either first off or last off in every one of them. You know, and both positions are pivotal, right? Positions are significant. So being four down and being first off, you know, really I was first off. Then Hal Sutton was second, and I forget exactly who was third. But then the three European guys who hadn't played yet, you know, were in their fourth, fifth, and sixth position, and they were playing, I think, Tiger, Phil, and David Duval.
Yeah, that's good luck.
And good luck with that. So we all knew that the draw was in our favor, but we had to win the first couple matches. And what stands out to me so much about that day is that, you know, when I went out first, I was the only group on the course. You know, I got off to a nice lead, and then Hal follows. After 2 hours, now you have, you know, about, you know, 10 groups on the course. And when you looked at the board, it was, you know, all red, and it was 4-up, 5-up, 4-up, 3-up, 4-up. It wasn't just the U.S. winning. It was the U.S. dominating. And then the roars started. I mean, it was like being at Augusta when you're down there in the bottom of the course on 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. You know, the roars just echo through those pine trees. It's the most amazing experience at Augusta. But it didn't touch that day. That day, the roars were coming from all over the golf course, and you could tell another American birdie, another American birdie, another American birdie. You know, and the scoreboard reflected this avalanche of red. The momentum, I don't care who they put on that European team at that moment. They could put their 12 best players in the history of the game in Europe. They still couldn't have reversed that tide. It was that amazing and that passionate and that full of electricity and energy. Truly the most amazing day ever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Tom Lehman just sharing great insight on the Ryder Cup. He's out there right now. It starts tomorrow with foursomes, alternate shot, as a lot of us call it, bright and early our time at 7 a.m. Let's talk about the captaincy, right? You had that opportunity in 06. When you think back to it, I'm going to ask you two questions about it. What surprised you about that? Like, you had played, you had been in the arena for a long time, but all of a sudden, all the buildup and then it taking place, and knowing that, what is the toughest part that Keegan Bradley is going to face over the next 72 hours?
I think just watching. That's the hardest part. Yeah. Just watching, you know.
Right.
And of course you can, of course you have the ability to, you know, Keegan as the captain is the only one who can give any advice at all to anybody on the team. So any advice has to come from him. And so he has the ability to be that kind of a person who can say the right thing at the right time to, you know, whomever it might be. And I think that's the biggest impact he can have. I can think of moments as a captain where I was able to make a comment to somebody. As an example, in one of the first matches, Zach Johnson was back on the 16th hole on the fairway, a par five, and he had to hit it over the water to get to this little island green in the middle of the Liffey River. And he asked me, you know, hey, Cap, what do? Do I lay it up at this point, or do I go for it? And, you know, I said, look at the scoreboard. We were getting beat. We were getting beat pretty bad right off the bat. And I said, you know, as far as I know, we didn't come here to finish second.
Right.
You know, thanks, Cap. And then he hits a three wood in the middle of the green, and they two putt. They win the hole. You're able to say maybe something at the right time, which helps a person make a decision or gain some confidence. I remember talking to Tiger when he wasn't playing so well, I said, I just want to remind you of something just in case you forgot. You're the best player maybe in the history of the game, you know, so why don't you start playing like it? And he's like, well, thanks, Cap. You know, and I think in sports, I do think in sports, and they're really crucial, tough situations, it's easy for people to doubt a little bit. Even the very best can sometimes doubt a little bit. There's very few who don't. And so I think as a captain, if you can remind people of who they are, remind them of how good they are, remind them of how tough they are, remind them of how courageous they are, if you can remind them of who they are, you know, hey, this is why you're on this team, because you're the toughest son of a gun I know, you know, that can be really effective, and that's really important for a leader.
The event starts tomorrow, as I said, and a lot of people want certain matchups, and the Ryder Cup is clearly well above the President's Cup in competitiveness and interest and longevity. But I'll say this, Tom, the one President's Cup idea that I like is when, let's say you're the captain again, and you're going up against, let's say in this case, Luke Donald, and you could match your teams against each other as opposed to the randomness of how it comes out. Would you ever like to see the Ryder Cup change that and go with the President's Cup idea?
You know what? It's from a fan's perspective, I think that the President's Cup does it better because you can create those matchups, and players will ask for those matchups. You know, they'll go to the captain and say, hey, I really want to play this guy. I really want to play that guy. But to do it the way the Ryder Cup does it, you know, it puts a huge amount of strategy into it. And, you know, and you're trying to think about what the other team might do, what their tendencies might be. And where is Rory going to be? You know, he likes to go off first, but then he might go off second. You know, it's like, and so you kind of try to think about what they're going to do in that situation. And you try to maybe match what they think they're going to do. But in the end of the day, when you have a really strong team, I think you simply say, look, we got the best team. You know, we're going to put our team out there in the best way that we feel comfortable doing. Maybe these guys like to be first, and these guys like to be last, and these guys like to be buried more in the middle. Okay, that's where we're going to put them because that's where they're most comfortable. And so don't worry about the other guys. But I, along the course of the time and during a Ryder Cup, you almost always kind of get at least once or twice those classic matchups you're really looking for, and it's the heavyweights, you know. And but with the European team this year, I will say that they have a really, really deep team, as you mentioned, and there's a lot of heavyweights on that
mm-hmm.
team,
and for sure
it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle royal. I think our team really needs to come out swinging from the very beginning and make sure that crowd is behind them, and try to build momentum using the hometown fans and the home soil as a 13th man.
Before you go, I just wanted to publicly congratulate your brother. I had a chance to play with Jim again this week. The fact he's going into the Minnesota Golf Hall of Fame, he's had such a great career, especially as a senior. I know he's kicked my butt endless amount of times, and he's a classy individual as always, and I know you're immensely proud of him, and just congratulations, yeah, your brother, on that opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. He does deserve it. He's contributed in so many ways to Minnesota golf over the years, and I think everything he has done is obviously well deserving of being, you know, put into that rarefied air.
Tom, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Enjoy it. I'm sure there'll be some nerves, but it's a great event. Not as great playing as watching, but have a great time. Yeah. And let's talk more often. You're so right. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. You take care.
Tom Lehman, just great as always, and we thank him so much. I want to jump in, talk Pella. Pella, what success they've had. Let's just be honest. There are plenty of other competitive companies in the window and door business, a lot of them. But Pella has lasted 100 years, and I get to see it because the previous house I lived in and now the one I live in, I made sure Pella windows and doors on the second one. I was just lucky enough that I wasn't the first homeowner. Something changed, bought it, and obviously I found out when I was looking at the house, they had Pella windows and doors, and that made it better. And they've lived up to it. When I wanted to make some changes in the kitchen or evaluate the house, they came out. You can go to a showroom. I went to the one in Plymouth. You can go to Woodbury. You can go to Brooklyn Park. Go online, PellaNorthland.com. They'll come out to your house, your cabin, your condo. Maybe you're like Harrigan. You have seven of those. They'll go to all of them and cost you nothing. I believe in them 1,000%. I was staring out my windows today and feeling so happy about it. In September, briefly, two options. 0% APR for 48 months or this combo. $250 off per window and $500 off per door. Don't hesitate. PellaNorthland.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.